And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today is Thursday, the 10th of May, 2018. Bitcoin's currently trading at $9,314, down 1% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $755, that's up 1% in the last 24 hours. We have EOS currently trading at $18.11, that's up 1% as well in the last 24 hours. And we also have NEO currently trading at $74.20, which is down 3% in the last 24 hours. I want to give a big shout out to Dentacoin, who are currently trading at 1.5 cents. They're up 40% in the last 24 hours. So they've done incredibly well. So big shout out to those guys. What a Thursday we have witnessed here at the SVK Crypto office in Shoreditch, East London, or the old East End for the diamond geezers out there. At the start of the day, we had news break of British Gas assembling a team in-house to look at some features of the blockchain that they can enable for energy trading. This was absolutely huge. This is another real use case that has been made the market aware of, or the market's been made aware of, and another huge corporation that have now started looking at what we're up to in our small little market that we have at the minute. They're looking in and saying, well, what is this technology they're currently working on? So let's have a look at some of the big companies that have come out in the last couple of months. So we had Maersk, who are a large shipping company. They announced a partnership with IBM. They're looking to put their information on the blockchain, start tracking down shipping orders, having that streamlined and having the ability to execute and gather information extremely fast, which the blockchain would be able to execute upon. So that was a big announcement that I reported on a couple of months back. We also had Facebook yesterday coming out and talking about how they were going to assemble an in-house team looking at some of the benefits of using a blockchain for their current model. That's going to be interesting itself. I think they're more looking to see what's going on rather than for them to use the technology themselves, since they're such a large centralized corporation. But it's interesting because Facebook has billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars in cash, by the way, in cash sitting in accounts. What I really envisage to happen here is for large corporations such as Google or Facebook to start acquiring companies, start buying companies out, because they have the cash to do so. They don't have the time necessarily to go ahead and start building projects in the space and start building a community around them. What they'll end up doing, since they've got a lot of cash sitting in all of these accounts, is just start buying out projects, because if it's a project that's in their way, decentralizing data, for example, for Facebook, I can imagine them just buying that just to get that project out of the way. Now, whether that project would sell up to Facebook and sell in, if you like, to everything they're against, that's a whole other question within itself. But I know big valuations will probably be thrown around. I don't think this will happen this year, but I think we'll see this happening in the next couple of years. Well, when this space increases in size, we're going to start seeing bigger projects coming out. We're going to see them going further and further along the road maps that they set out and becoming more and more of a threat to these large corporations. And this is something that we're going to definitely see. But because, as you remember, we're super, super early in this space, and I don't think it's going to be this year, but I think this is definitely something that is going to happen, and it's just a matter of when. And a point to definitely think about is, if a company such as Facebook or Google was looking to acquire a blockchain-based project, how would they go ahead and do that? Because you have a certain amount of tokens. Granted, let's say there's a billion tokens out there, a billion. That makes sense, okay. But like 50% of total token supply, so 500 million tokens are with, 2 billion token holders around the world as a massive hypothetical. How would they go ahead and actually acquire that company? That's something I'm interested in, because would they have to offer a valuation, or would they have to offer to buy back people's tokens? That's the only way I can really envisage that working, but that's something I should definitely look into and see how that would work. I haven't heard of any stories or any of any projects being acquired yet, but as I said, this is definitely something that's going to happen. Something that's been a massive, massive, massive buzz for us today is that Policy Power started trading late last night, late Wednesday night, which was the 9th. They listed on Coinbenny, which I believe is an Asian exchange. Just for those that don't know, Policy Power is the future of insurance for the unbanked and crypto assets. Policy Power Network is a platform built for a twofold vision of addressing key issues that overlap the field of both insurance and crypto assets in the world of today. Val Yap, the CEO, has not only spoke at our London meetup here in the city, she's also come to our office. She was hanging out with us for the day. We also shot an interview. So definitely check that out on our YouTube page, www.youtube.com/SVK Crypto. Shane Kehoe, the co-founder, actually conducted that interview. It's a really cool piece of content. So definitely share it, give it some love and check that out. But anyway, they started trading late last night. And I believe they ICO'd at four cents. They're currently at issue at the minute, meaning they're still trading at 4 cents. We haven't seen a lot of volume coming in. Crypto Coinbenny, sorry, was one of their favorited exchanges, which was quite odd since they're fairly unknown. So that was pretty interesting. But what we normally see with ICOs that come out, and we saw this with Switchio as well, is that they ICO, let's say, at 1 cent or 4 cents, they start trading and they will be at issue what they actually traded at the ICO. And that will be for a couple of weeks until they start getting picked up on CoinMarketCap, because that's a couple of week delay. Our people are start recognizing that, or start kind of being alerted to the fact that Policy Power, which started trading, and people know, because I think it's quite hard to have an ICO. You've got all the hype, you have all the attention on you, and then you kind of disappear for a few weeks, a few months, and then you start trading and you basically have to go back out to everyone who was giving you attention back then and say, hey, listen, we're on this exchange, we're trading now, everyone's welcome to join the project. So that's something that we normally see a bit of lag in. And it's interesting because everyone makes such a big deal about of getting into these ICOs and how important it is, and they spend all this time messaging like everyone who's ever had any contacts with the team to try and get some allocation. But what we see normally with these deals is they start trading on these smaller exchange at issue anyway. So it kind of begs the question, if you need to get involved in the ICO stage and actually have your capital locked up for that amount of time. But listen, this is, you know, this isn't across the board. We do see a lot of projects that come out and get listed on Binance straight away, and they're a 5x, 6x proposition right off the bat. And absolutely understand why you have to be in the ICO to have the full momentum of that. But you know, a lot of these projects at the minute, we haven't really been witnessing that at all. So it's just kind of interesting, and it's definitely worth, when you're looking in to ICOs to invest in, to have a look at their kind of what their listing plans are. A lot of, you know, ICOs won't tell you where they're looking to list naturally, but I think a good question to ask people is just if they have any favorited exchanges that they would like to potentially work with in the future. That's always a great question to ask, because you're not insulting them by trying to find that information that no one else knows. You're just asking them, if you guys were to list, you know, what exchanges would you like to work with in the future? It's a really great question that I believe you should, if you're trading ICOs, you should definitely ask the admin team, or just ask in the Telegram, because the Telegram is the key. And I always say this, that when you're investing into an ICO, to always go into the Telegram, just ask these generally open questions. And honestly, the responses that you will receive will blow your mind away of how much information you can just receive from just asking the community. And while we're on the subject of ICOs, something that we're seeing a lot of at the minute would be fast throughput blockchains. Blockchains that have, you know, the idea of creating amazing transaction times. But if you really dig down into it, it's really about the block times as well. It's not just about transaction times, because if the block times quite long and delayed and slow, this is really going to stop the network having the ability to scale. This is something that is definitely a key theme at the minute. If you look at some of the most interesting ICOs that have had the most attention, Quark Chain, Zilliqa, kind of last year. I know there's a lot of other projects out there doing this. at the minutes that have a lot of attention. But if you really look down to like how can they actually do that? So I saw one the other day. I'm not going to mention the name. It was like they claim that they could achieve 1.2 million transactions per second, and they're looking to scale that to 10 million. And they were using an ERC-20 token. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But this is a key theme. And when we have these key themes that are getting attention, we always see a lot of different projects tailoring their offering around what's currently attracting the attention of investors out there. So that's key. What we're seeing now, and we've noticed this in the last week to 2 weeks, is more and more projects coming to market, which is great. But what we've also noticed, if you look back from the beginning of this year, the average project, I would say, looking to attract investors' money was around $20 million, $25 million. That was an attractive project. What we see now is projects of a much higher hard cap. We've had projects coming out looking to raise $100 million plus. But what we're seeing right this second is around the $40 million mark. A lot of projects are settling for the amount of money they're looking to raise to go ahead and accomplish and execute upon their roadmap. So this is definitely something interesting. We haven't had enough ICOs through to get the average data line on the back of this, but this is something that we're definitely noticing in the last couple of days. And what's great as well is we're seeing more and more real use cases. What I mean by this is decentralizing people's data or having the ability to use new technologies such as DAG, which is the Direct Acyclic Graph. This technology was originally founded by the IOTA team. But what's really interesting is with this technology, which is not the blockchain, it's called DAG. So a quick kind of summary on what it does. So there's zero miners on the network. So every time I send a transaction, I verify two other transactions, which makes transactions relatively cheap. It keeps the decentralized factor and it's infinitely scalable. But we haven't really seen projects that have used DAG come out and actually been able to execute and have a real use case or to have a case study of it working. And we also don't have one for it not working. So at the minute, we need a project to come out. I know there's many out there that are currently building around this. I think Hashgraph is using this technology. So it's going to be really interesting, and it's definitely something we're going to be watching very carefully of how this pans out. Because if this does work and they're able to execute with this technology, this would be a real game changer and definitely should move everyone's focus onto DAG or DAG-based projects. So definitely keep an eye out for that. But listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal evening. Thank you so much for your attention. And remember, as always, to check in on all of our socials. Check out our Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Check out our Telegram, SVK/crowd. And remember, we're posting more and more video content now on YouTube. So definitely check that out and share some love. That's www.youtube.com/SVK crypto. Thank you for your attention. That's.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.